It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 6th, 2015. Since it's Friday, let's make it casual Friday by dressing down a bit and exchanging formality for comfort. Examples of this trend can be found as early as the late 1950s, and within another 20 to 25 years, it had spread all over the world from where it began in the United States. Some employers began permitting men to put away their business suits and wingtips, and women were allowed to wear casual alternatives to dresses, tailored suits, and heels. Eventually, even jeans were approved, and adults could at last experience the incomparable comfort of wearing denim to work, even if for only one day a week. Whether we call these pants without parallel jeans or denims or Levi's, this unique form of woven cotton has always been unsurpassed for comfort and surely has led to increased productivity on the job. Everyone knows how great they feel, and no one wants to give up their favorite jeans, even when they are threadbare and out at the knees. Often the name of a fabric comes from the place where it originated, and denim is no exception. It's French, actually. Denim, or from Nîmes, the city in southern France where textiles have long been an important industry. Today, denim is not only a term for a type of cloth. In the plural, denims, it is used for the overalls or trousers made of the fabric. Pants made of denim are also called jeans, of course, and that too comes from the name of a city. It is the modern English spelling of Gênes, the Middle French name for the Italian city of Genoa, where the fabric was also made and shipped abroad. And jeans are also called Levi's, in honor of Levi Strauss, a Jewish clothing merchant in San Francisco, whose greatest success came as the result of a discovery made by one of his customers. Jacob Davis liked the denim pants he bought from Strauss, but the gold miners he sold them to were rough on the material. They kept stuffing them with rocks, and before long the pockets tore out at the corners. Davis decided to add copper rivets for reinforcement, and it worked. Davis had the idea, but Strauss had the money and the marketing know-how to make it work, so they got together and produced the first blue jeans, or Levi's, as we know them today. Here's part of a poem about what a girl decided to do with an old pair of jeans. We all had a favorite pair of jeans in the sixth grade. They fit just right. In the seventh, the fit got a little snug, but we convinced ourselves that it was still the same. Now we're 4 years older. Our perfect fit is long outgrown. They are three sizes too small with rips and tears. There are stains from mascara tears and words written in Sharpie that can never be erased. Trust me, I tried. With a heavy heart, I put my hand into the pockets and find memories of our past. I'll keep them in a box close to my heart, but it's time to throw the jeans away. Logan Smith's poem, Jeans, may be found online at hellopoetry.com. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 6th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.